running faster than he was. So I would look at, you know, here I am 13. You don't have a lot of clues about the state of your own maturation, particularly when your clothes are on. But I would look at his legs, and he didn't have hair in his legs, and I did. And I just thought, oh, well, this is a fluke.
He doesn't have a chance.
I'm just a year ahead of him. Yeah. In terms of maturity, this is not going to last. Yeah. When he gets hair in his legs, it's pretty much over. Yeah.
So, but you're a observer of running as a sport too, and it was interesting. You were talking in the same piece about Mo Farah, who's like the great middle distance runner. Mo Farah, who can run a half marathon in an hour and a few seconds, mm-hmm. which is just unbelievable. 13 miles at like a 4:40 pace or something like that. And the thing you said in this piece was that nobody could beat Mo Farah because the other runners didn't get together to figure out a strategy to beat him. That if somebody somebody sacrificed himself to tire Mo Farah out, somebody else could win. And in fact, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's this really weird thing. So Mo Farah, who has been the greatest distance runner in the world over the last 2 years, has at no point in the last 2 years been the fastest distance runner in the world. So he routinely races against guys who have run the 5,000 or the 10,000 meters many, many, many seconds faster.